And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us here today. Well, the ethanol industry says the Biden administration's push for an all-electric vehicle fleet is on a collision course with reality. The Renewable Fuels Association says at some point, tax policies, infrastructure shortcomings, and tough new auto emission standards to force a switch to all EVs will hit a roadblock. Troy Breedenkamp is with the Renewable Fuels Association.
The infrastructure is not there, and the consumers. There's been a definite pullback from a consumer perspective on the purchasing of electric, especially all battery electric vehicles.
Recent media coverage cites reports by automakers and retailers of slowing EV sales and a very limited number of new charging stations built, with just 7 in the last 2 years, a tiny fraction of the 2030 goal of 500,000. Breedenkamp argues the best solution is to combine technologies and for the administration to let America's farmers help power the future.
I think at some point they're going to have a realization that the sweet point here is a plug-in hybrid concept. And that's where we want to make sure that those plug-in hybrids turn into flex-fuel vehicle plug-in hybrids, because we think that would be the best of both worlds.
But Breedenkamp says environmentalists want a total end to fossil fuels, even if no tailpipe vehicles have upstream emissions from electric generation. The danger, of course, is regulatory whiplash if there's a change in administrations next year.
If it is the Trump administration moving forward, they're going to be pulling back quite aggressively on what the Biden administration has put forward,
starting with tailpipe emissions and other all-electric vehicle incentives. Well, growers need reliable access to essential farming tools. National Corn Growers Association President Harold Woolley warned the U.S. International Trade Commission of the consequences for America's farmers if the agency grants petition for levying tariffs on imported 2,4-D, a herbicide that's been on the market for decades. Woolley says, quote, "This scenario under consideration has the potential to limit imports of an important product, raise its price, and create a supply shortage, all while raising the cost of production in an already tight market. Farmers are price takers, not makers, in selling commodities, and closely managing production costs is crucial to success. Thus, tariffs on these products would create an even more difficult economic scenario for me, my family, and the farmers I represent," end quote. Woolley's testimony comes after Corteva filed anti-dumping and countervailing duty petitions with the ITC on March 14th over India and China's trade practices involving the herbicide. Well, the U.S. quota for low-tariff beef imports in Japan was filled by the end of February. Nikkei Asia says that's the fastest rate since 2020, and that's not good news for Japan either. The rest of the year, beef imports are subject to higher tariffs, which means Japan will face challenges to increasing exports of its premium Wagyu beef supplies. The import quota resets yearly on January 1. The import quota has already reached the 65,000 5-ton limit and closed on February 27th. Brazil also shipped beef to the U.S. ahead of the new year. Because of soaring inflation, Brazil aggressively marketed its lower-cost beef. That means Japan and Brazil appear to have used up their tariff quota in the first 2 months of the year, which is 2 months sooner than in 2023. The shared quota has no country or region-specific caps and is effectively a first-come, first-served system, creating intense competition. Well, the Ohio Department of Agriculture received confirmation that highly pathogenic avian influenza has been found in an Ohio dairy herd. The state's Department of Agriculture says it's the first case of HPAI in an Ohio livestock operation. The dairy operation received cows from a Texas dairy on March 8th, which was the same dairy that later reported a confirmed HPAI detection in Texas. Ohio's animal health officials were notified when the livestock began showing clinical signs compatible with sick, lactating dairy cows in other states. The USDA Food and Drug Administration, the Centers for Disease Control, and state veterinary health officials are investigating the emerging illness among dairy cattle that's causing decreased lactation, low appetite, and other symptoms. The FDA and CDC say there is no concern about the safety of commercially pasteurized dairy products due to federal health requirements and pasteurization. They also say there are no concerns about the meat supply as well. The public health risk associated with HPAI also remains low. Well, as input prices go up and commodity prices go down, farmers rely on the reference prices in the farm safety net to help stay in business when margins get squeezed. Betty Resnick, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, explains the basics of reference prices.
Reference prices play an essential role in the ARC and PLC programs, which along with crop insurance and other programs make up the farm safety net. The safety net's goal is to keep farms in business during periods of low farm income, as our farmers play such an important role in both our country and the world's food security.
She talks about why reference prices need to be updated in the next farm bill.
So statutory reference prices have not been updated since the 2014 Farm Bill, which was over a decade ago. The world has changed a lot since then. We've had a global pandemic. We've had record fertilizer prices. We've had massive supply chain issues due to global conflicts and other factors, and some of the worst inflation we've seen in many people's lifetimes. The cost of production of agriculture has also steeply increased with these changes. For some of the crops in the program, costs have increased upwards of 40% or more since introduction. And that's after prices have kind of settled back down over the past few years.
And there are several ways to raise reference prices, but American Farm Bureau Federation hasn't advocated for one specific fix.
We at the American Farm Bureau are advocating for an increase in reference prices for all crops, but leave the specifics of that to our legislators on Capitol Hill. But we do need a farm bill, and we are eagerly awaiting their plans.
And once again, that is Betty Resnick with the American Farm Bureau Federation. Retailers tracked by DTN for the fourth week of March 2024 show all eight major fertilizer prices higher compared to last month, and that marks the second time all fertilizers have been higher this winter and early spring. Two fertilizers continue to be up a considerable amount, which DTN designates a significant move, anything 5% or more. Urea was 8% more expensive compared to last month and had an average price of $576 a ton. UAN 28 was 5% higher in price looking back a month and had an average price of $360 a ton. The remaining six fertilizers were slightly more expensive compared to last month. DAP had an average price of $779 a ton, MAP at $827 a ton, potash at $513 a ton, 1034-0 at $632 a ton, anhydrous at $794 a ton, and UAN 32 at $404 a ton. On a price per pound of nitrogen basis, the average urea price was at 63 cents a pound, anhydrous at 48 cents a pound, UAN 28 at 64 cents a pound, and UAN 32 at 63 cents a pound. Now, fertilizer analysts also believe there could be some UAN supply disruptions this spring with the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. This, in turn, could lead to higher prices. The Port of Baltimore handles about 10% of the annual UAN imports to the U.S., mostly from Russia, according to Chris Lawson, head of fertilizer for consulting firm CRU. Few other nutrients are imported to Baltimore Harbor, he said. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Thank you, as always, for joining us here for another program. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.